see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Ah, yes, a wonderful world indeed. It's News Talk 580 WTCM, the Crystal Frost Show with Colleen Wares. And Colleen, I love Wednesdays because we get to invite Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority for a little travel talk.
Lots of travel talk and some really great ideas.
Really great ideas. And we get to live vicariously during this conversation through Bonnie and her guests. But, you know, you can actually live literally all of these trips that we're talking about, Bonnie. You don't have to live vicariously. You can do it yourself.
That is true. We just introduce our listeners to what could be the possibilities out there. And we have a guest that's been on with us numerous times, and we're always happy to have Sherwin Banda back. He is the president of African Travel. And I will tell you, if you want to get lost into a world of wonder and you want to do something so different with people who care about the environment, the planet, everything, you just got to listen to this and listen to Sherwin's story. Hi, Sherwin.
Good morning, Bonnie, and good morning to all of your listeners. Thank you for having me.
Sherwin, it's always great to hear from you. I love African travel. I just think you are hitting all of everyone's desires, I think. You know, people want to have immersive experiences. They want to have unique experiences. They want to leave their destinations better than when they got there. They want to help, you know, help people, and you're hitting everything.
Well, yes, you know, Africa is such an amazing destination. And our philosophy is, if you can dream it, we can deliver it. It is such an amazing country filled with wonderful, new, transformative experiences. Many people often tell us that they travel to Africa for the wildlife, but then something interesting and amazing and beautiful happens when you are there. You fall in love with the people. Mm-hmm. And it's those people that makes this place so magical in terms of welcoming guests with this genuine sense of hospitality and showcasing their world and perhaps opening the veil that some people may delve deeper and experience Africa in amazing ways. And it's personal for us. It's certainly personal for me as an African. We believe that Africa is still so untapped in terms of the experiences that most people may not know exists on the continent.
You know, Sherwin, you've just launched your 2020 brochure and looked at that and went, wow, it's really hard to figure that you can really top what you've been doing for 40 years as the leader in the luxury safaris. But you do, and these are incredible. So let's talk about the experience, about what's new and exciting with African travel, because I can't put the 2020 brochure down.
Well, we are really, really proud. Our brochure for 2020 has won the hearts and minds of so many travel advisors and travelers looking to experience Africa, and we've also won so many accolades and awards, so we're really, 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 really proud. But before I tell you about what is new, I want to perhaps just say what travelers get when they book with African Travel, because you know, we stand for three pillars in our Tread Right organization, which is our non-for-profit arm of our business. Mm. And every guest who travels with African Travel gives back to wildlife conservation or supporting local communities in Africa, all the while as they tread right as they navigate this amazing planet. So I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't just tout why we do what we do.
There are so many
experiences that are great and amazing in this amazing brochure. But I'm going to, apart from highlight the perennial favorites, I want to take you to Captivating Kenya, because this is a new itinerary for 2020. And every itinerary, we highlight meaningful memories as part of the itinerary. And part of this experience, guests visit Kenya's first community-run and managed elephant orphanage, which is absolutely special. I've just come back from Africa last month. And watching how tourism dollars actually make the difference, not in terms of only local GDP, but how they support the wildlife conservation. And elephants are my absolute favorite animals. But apart from that, in Kenya, guests are able to search for the endangered black and white rhino in Kenya's oldest national parks. And so it first starts when you arrive in Nairobi, and then you actually go to a game lodge in the national park. So you are immediately coming front and center with Africa's most amazing wildlife. Then once you leave the Emakoko, which is actually very, very close to the city center, there is a private charter that takes you to the Namnyonuk Wildlife Conservancy. And here the safari takes off with a flight to this amazing conservancy, which is really located in the northern frontier of Kenya. But what is really special about this amazing experience is that they have this Rateti Elephant Orphanage, where guests can see how their tourism dollars are actually being making a difference in wildlife, in conserving this amazing elephant. But there's a big surprise that happens the next day. When the guests go on a safari, we stop at the singing wells where the Samburu literally go to watering holes to water the elephants. And what happens here is absolutely spontaneous and beautiful as they burst out in local traditional songs. It's like you almost just entered heaven. It is so angelic. It is so beautiful. And every time I go, I get goosebumps. And that is such a true, authentic experience, because this is what they do every single day. And your guests are able to experience this local culture and wildlife experience in such a beautiful and intimate way.
Sherwin, I mean, you've taken us into something, and I'm looking across at Crystal, and we're both going, Yeah. Wow.
You can sign us up for any of these things. I mean,
no
what
problem.
What a fantastic opportunity.
It is, because travel is so personal. And I know with African travel, that, you know, the goal is to make travel matter. You know, there's actually something that they have within a company that talks about how they will make it matter. And it's almost like this thing that says, this is our motto. This is mantra. This is what we're going for, because you do care. These safaris, we're not out shooting any animals. We're out photographing them. We're out seeing them in their world that they live in. And I can tell you, Sherwin, when we have a client come back, first thing they want to do is run in and show us their pictures, because they're phenomenal. I mean, there was a client who came back with elephants, and this reflection of the water and the elephant, it was like a mirror. It was a National Geographic type of picture. It needed to be something that, you know, you don't always see. And Sherwin, you've been doing this a long time, and I know that you have these local communities, but you have incredible staff that's so knowledgeable in everything that, you know, that you do.
One of our greatest strengths is the people that we have in our organization. Everyone has actually either lived in Africa, was born or raised in Africa, or traveled to Africa so many times that we know and understand how to uncover these hidden gems in Africa to make travelers' experiences unique and personal. And everyone would have their favorite destination. So, for example, we have Beth, who has been with us now for almost 10 years, who went to Africa 20 years ago on vacation and never came back for 18 years. She is this wonderful North American redhead who, if you asked her, she thinks she's African. It is, everyone has got a personal story to tell and able to infuse their personal experiences uniquely for a guest who wants to feel completely immersed by their travel experience. So we offer so many experiences, and guests can learn from us firsthand how to make their experience unique and meaningful.
Well, Sherwin, what I love about it is, you know, you're so deeply committed to sustainable travel, but you uplift the local communities where you operate and visit. But when you're supporting the wildlife, you know, the conservation efforts that allow animals to be appreciated and really experience without impacting their habitat, that is unique experience, and I know something you work very hard and achieve all the time.
You know, it's really personal for me because I was born not so long ago, in 1973, and the year I was born, there were 95% more rhino roaming the continent of Africa than it is today. And so nearly within my lifetime, we humans have almost eradicated some of the world's most amazing wildlife. And so there are things that everybody can do to support wildlife conservation. And here's one tip. When you travel on safari and you take pictures on your iPhones, Android devices, or iPads, because of the geotagging embedded software functionality, when you take a picture, it also tags the exact location of some of Africa's most endangered wildlife. And so when you post that onto the World Wide Web, you are actually posting GPS coordinates of these animals. And so inadvertently, we support bad efforts online, particularly for people who are trolling the internet to see where the local or the newest posts are located, and then coming under the cover of night to wanting to do these animals harm. We believe that everybody needs to take pictures, but just by turning off the location services on your devices, take as many pictures as you love and post it on the World Wide Web without endangering wildlife. And so this is just one little good practice that all of us can do when we go on safari. And there is so much more that we can do when we are out in the wild. And so we would love to be able to talk more about what guests can do and how they can tread rightly as they navigate Africa's continent.
I have to say, too, you know, when we talk about safari, and I think, like, the average American thinks about, you know, going to Africa, they think about the giraffes and the elephants and the rhino. But one of the things that I love that you even feature on your website is the South African penguins. And not a lot of people think about going to Africa to see the penguins, but this is another endangered species that you can see right up close and personal with African travel.
Oh, yes. I just took my son a month ago to visit Cape Town, and there's two penguin colonies. Guests can experience this on a tour around the peninsula, which is a full-day excursion, which actually stops over at Baldur's Beach. And you can see the second largest penguin colony as part of this experience. And it is just so absolutely amazing to see people's faces when they realize they are seeing the African penguin from all ages, from the very young to the more seasoned. Guests all smile. And when we look at how these animals are living in the wild and how we can support their habitat, because unfortunately, as the world global population grows, we encroaching more and more on space. And these penguins are now in a protected space on South Africa's coasts, where they are able to thrive. And the numbers of the penguin population have been growing stronger and stronger and stronger as a result of good conservation efforts. Another example is the gorillas, which we have in East Africa in places like Rwanda and Uganda, that guests could also experience when going on an African travel safari. For the first time, about now almost 2 years ago, gorilla numbers have surpassed 1,000, and again because of good conservation efforts. And about a year and a half ago, the Rwandan government increased the price of permits basically by 100%. And there was great concern that that would diminish people wanting to experience gorillas, but it did exactly the opposite. When clients know that their dollars are truly going to be reinvested in good wildlife conservation practices, they willingly part with those much valued dollars, knowing that it's going for a good cause. And we've seen so many success stories of wildlife conservation across Africa, and the latest one is actually the support of rhino conservation on a game reserve called Shemwari, which can also be part and experienced of an itinerary when visiting South Africa. Shemwari is the largest privately owned and managed conservation area in South Africa that is on the forefront of rhino conservation. And when guests visit Shemwari, they are able to visit the Rhino Rehabilitation Center that actually takes care of injured rhinos, nursing them to good health and then releasing them back into the wild. So many experiences around wildlife that really touches the heart and really makes travel meaningful when you travel to Africa with African Travel and Ultra.
Well, definitely, Sherwin. Yeah. And, you know, part of it is also how African Travel will match the right Africa with the right client. And you do that because you have so many choices out there that they can make. That's the customization that really works well.
Absolutely. African Travel is a one-stop shop for everything on the African continent in the destinations where we operate. And so when guests want to experience, for example, bush and beach, we can combine those experiences tailored uniquely to the client's interest. We just had a honeymoon couple that wanted to see the Big Five on land and the Big Five in the ocean and have some good relaxation and connection while they relax on the beach. And we were able to design this uniquely for this couple's honeymoon experience in Africa. Then there are those who are traveling with perhaps a blended family or a multi-generational family of different ages, and having experiences that include activities for the very young and the very young at heart is something that we can absolutely do. And an experience that I just love talking about is seeing a family when they went to Giraffe Manor in East Africa, and they are coming close to what's their favorite animal, and they are having breakfast as these giraffes wander the manor and peek their heads in through the windows, being part of their family safari experience. Everything that clients wish to have that are unique to their interest, their travel style, we are able to do that comprehensively from start to finish to ensure that they have a meaningful experience in Africa.
Just sign me up for Madagascar and put me in a room in the field with all the lemurs, and I will be a happy person.
And you're normally very happy. This is going to excite you.
This is, well, and I love the way it's explained, even African travel. If you want to find out more, African Travel, INC, that's inc.com. Because Madagascar, I think, is one of the most, the best kept secrets. I really do.
Absolutely. And often referred to as the eighth continent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For its biodiversity, Madagascar is actually home to 5% of the world's wildlife and vegetation. Just imagine that. 5% of the world's wildlife and vegetation can only be discovered in Madagascar. This unique country with its fauna and flora are matched by epic landscapes and is so diverse, just 200 miles, can take you from desert to rainforest and everything in between. And what is interesting about the lemur, it's the only animal that shares a human characteristic, blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And this is, so you know when you go into the rainforest and you hear all these different lemurs as they howl, it's quite eerie but also just so chilling as you hear the lemur calls. It's, if you just closed your eyes and listened to the calls, you can hear different calls of lemur species as they communicate with one another. And to be able to see these lemurs in their natural habitat, and it's the only place in the world where you can come close to lemurs, that is absolutely spectacular.
That's magic.
I mean,
magic.
I'm sold. Let's go.
It's time. All right, Sherwin, just, you know, we'll be there. And, you know, our, you know, at the Altoona, the Travel Authority, we're all ready. So, you know, we might bring a whole load of people over there. What can I tell you? They're going to be looking for these lemurs.
Lemurs and penguins.
We would love to take you.
And rhino. Yeah, I'm in.
I'm in, too. Sherwin, thank you so much for joining us today, because you really make travel matter. And your dedication to everything, just, it shows every time we talk to you. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much to you and your amazing listeners.
Oh, thank you so much, Sherwin. That was just incredible. I think I've added another 5 or 6 locations to my bucket list. So instead of adding, you got to start subtracting, taking those items off. And that's what you do at the Travel Authority, Bonnie Pintozzi.
It is. We help with African travel. We make the magic comes to
yeah.
reality. It's an unbelievable experience together.
You can turn these ideas into experiences just by showing up at the Travel Authority on Cass Street in downtown Traverse City. Thanks again.
Just mention the word lemur.
I like it.
The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say,